strawberry, but they don't fool with them much more. Too much trouble to get out and get them.
And then there's red.
Raspberries, we don't
you
have
You don't
them
have any of those. Okay. If you're picking berries with children, you want to say to them, now, you better watch out, because some berries are...
Well, I tell you, watch out for a snake, what I tell
But some berries, you don't want to eat them because they might be...
Corn.
All right. Do you see around here any mountain laurel?
Uh-huh.
Or have you, would you know what that would
no,
be?
No, I wouldn't.
What about rhododendrons? That doesn't mean anything. What's the tree that grows in the south that has big white fragrant blossoms and shiny green leaves?
Magnolia.
Right. Any around here?
There's one standing right there.
One right down here.
Oh,
down.
Yeah, I see one. I missed that one down there.
Well, I was too busy looking at your driveway. They're beautiful.
If Mrs. wanted to go somewhere, she might say, well, I think I can go, but first I must ask my...
She
well,
went out there.
Pretending that you were going to ask you, how would she refer to you? My...
Well, she'd just say, well, I'm going to tell him that I'm going.
Would she call you my husband?
Hardly ever. I know. I just said no, man. She said in it.
Oh. Well, if you were talking
I call
about...
her babe most of the time.
Call her what?
Babe.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that. I think I don't like my husband to call me mother or mama around the children. I'm not your mother. Call me by my name. A woman who has whose husband has died is a
widow.
Your male parent was your
daddy.
All right, or your
papa.
Or you call what you call him?
I call him Papa, I think. But he's been dead.
Yeah,
that was in 1900, so.
You don't really remember calling him anything. Okay, he was your not, your daddy, another way, is your father. And your female parent was your?
Mother.
What did you call her?
I called her Mama.
All right. Both of those together are your?
Parents.
All right. Where were they born and raised?
Well, I don't know. I was born in Hinds County. My mother was where my mom comes. She come other than Hinds County.
I don't know.
I'd say they was born and raised in Hinds County, Mississippi.
What did your father do for a living?
Farm.
Did your mother work in any, except around the
nothing
house?
Nothing in the world but to raise children and cook and work in the garden. And
well, she worked, I'm sure.
She worked. It wasn't nothing for a woman to do when my mom, only mama there, they didn't have a chance to do anything other than to try to get something to eat for the kids, you know.
Well, after your father passed away then, how did she support the children?
We had to support ourselves.
Oh, you did?
Just as much as she did.
I see.
And I had a brother that was 6 years old, and I was about nine. I had another brother, 12. And we just went on out there and tried to make us a little something and go work for somebody else for 40 cents a day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the way my wife hold down many times 50 cents a day. Yes, sir. Watch the sun go down, hoping it wouldn't hang up there all day.
Did you know your grandparents?
I knew my granddad just a little bit. I didn't know him very much. He died.
What did you call him?
I called him Grandpa. He died in 1900, same time when my daddy died. Daddy died in January 1900, and he died. My grandpa died.
Was there some kind of
pneumonia?